the wooden things that you fasten the wire to.
Posse.
And what would you call just one of them? What would you call just one of them?
6 feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 feet. That's according to how high you want to put your fence. Some people want the fence 6 feet. Well, if you want the fence 6 feet, well, you have to cut 8 foot posts. Yeah, not less than 8 foot posts. Mm-hmm. You see, so you can get 2 feet in the ground at least. Yeah, that would hold.
And unless you put them that deep.
And those in the corner, you'd have to put them corner posts down deep and then brace them. Well, their first sister would brace it this way, and this corner post, and then this post she'll brace it the same way, and that would hold it. But now I found out that it's a better way to do that. I've seen a fence like that, and I tried it. Like this, your corner post, put this post in here like that, back to this one, then put the one from here to that post like that. Because that corner post has got all the strain. And you get that wire tight and you go to pulling on it, that post is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You come right out the ground. So, but when you put it like that, she'll stay. She ain't coming. You got to carry the whole thing down. Yeah, I got pullers and all back there, stretchers and everything in the house. Yeah, I done right smart of that, stretching the wire. Yeah, I got the old-time stretches, but now they got what's called these come-along like this, you see. You can ratchet,
mm-hmm.
can work it. I got one back there that my friend, Mr. Lawrence, the Rose, gave me. I said, uh-huh, this handy, I don't have... Well, I got to use them bolts, about 5 bolts in the clamp that hold the wire. I got to still use them bolts, but now I won't have to be developed with the dogs.
You said, didn't you say you used to make all kinds of meat out of hogs?
Yeah, well now, I only made bacon out of it, and I ground one in the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over there, she gave me some, and I never did make none, didn't have a meal. But I had a sow, and oh, she was a good breeder. And my dad didn't know raised up the fence back there, brought her up higher. And then he didn't stretch it. And that sow rooted in the field. Boy. A dog and beat her and she still wouldn't stay out. So I came from Lord's meeting that night. I said, what the door? Let me go and look. See if that devil in there. And I look out on and I seen that thing. I said, well, that's you. Ain't no stump in the field. And I sneaked back in and I got the gun and I laid it to her and out she went. She wouldn't come back in my field, but she up to her sister-in-law up the road there. She'd hunt. She had 2 shoots. About so high, 65 pounds a piece. And she lay down in in that bed of trash, she'd rake up there all day long. And she'd go over there and deal, and next morning when you get up there, I'll shoot him in that bed. She was on the left of the bed, she was telling me, she said, Jeff. He said, Jeff, don't you do it. He said, you catch it and sell it to somebody or tell them what it is. Don't throw it away. Okay. So he said, when you get through, he said, you go back through the field here when you leave here and look at the fence. And I come over there in the back field and you know the wire had turned up that high. The staples give loose from the posts and from the stretching and tightening on that wire turned up the house and just walk in. Oh boy, so I said, well, but I killed her. Well, I done had my meat and everything, and I borrowed the mill from her, and I made sausages, and I took her some of them.
She said, Jeff, did you make these sausages? I said, yes, ma'am. First of my life. She said, well, it's really better than them that I made. Well, it was the seasoning, you know. She didn't put as much seasoning as I did, and it gave it a better flavor.